I said yesterday we could be doing a health story every day. Here's another one this morning. A Nolan listener says she is angry at the way her brother's patient recall appointment has been handled by the Belfast Trust, and she says it's adding to the family's anxiety. More than 3,000 neurology patients in Northern Ireland, including children, are being recalled for a review amid concerns some may have been misdiagnosed by Dr. Michael Watt. Letters were sent out to the patients following a year-long independent investigation by the Royal College of Physicians. However, some patients' initial appointments were rescheduled, including Margaret's brother, who is with me now. Margaret, good morning.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. So tell me why you're so angry, Margaret.
Well, I know this affects 2,500 people. We got the letter on the first day and we rang and we were given an appointment for the 2nd of June, which was about 4 weeks away, which was fair enough. And then just last Thursday, out of the blue, he received a letter saying that his appointment had been rescheduled by the 30th of June. So I immediately rang the Royal to say, why has this been done? And no one could tell me. I was given the number for someone else to ring the next day. They didn't even know why I'd been given their number. So they then rang the helpline. There was a 9-to-9 helpline put up by the Belfast Trust. So I rang them, only to be met with a message saying, if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you by the 14th of May. Well, I was ringing them on the 17th of May, so there was no one there to help me. And at that stage, in desperation, I contacted yourself. I contacted the Trust again, and I contacted my local councillor, and you were the only one who came back to me until yesterday. The Trust came back
to
me
yesterday. So before, and in between, the Nolan Show had been on to the Trust.
Yes.
Asking the Trust what was going on. But just before you move on, Margaret, to your next point, what impact did this have on your brother?
Oh, he hasn't really been out of the house since he got the appointment. Sorry. I just don't know, really, you know, how it's going to, you know, what we're going to get when we do get the appointment. At the start, he was quite resolute, and now I think it was just whenever he was given another 4 weeks to wait, I just don't think that he can really cope with it at the minute. Because, you know, we don't know really what his diagnosis is going to be. I think it's probably just going to be the same, but it was just the fact that whenever the whole thing was launched, it was we're going to look after these people, we're going to get them sorted out, and then we just get a letter not even telling us why the appointment has been rescheduled for another 4 weeks down the line.
So the letter didn't tell you?
No, the letter didn't say. That was the problem, and that's why I wanted someone to tell me why. Now, the day after all that happened, I did get through to the helpline and I spoke to a young fella called Sam, who was very helpful and tried to do what he could for me. But he didn't know why the appointments had been rescheduled either. And it was only yesterday, whenever the Trust did get back to me, they gave me an explanation as to why the appointment had to be rescheduled.
4 weeks, 4 weeks might not sound a lot of time to, you know, people who are not affected by this. You know, 4 weeks is not a lot of time if you're delaying a holiday or you're getting a new job.
Yeah.
But if it's about your health,
it is, yeah.
Then
it's a long time because, as I said, we accepted the initial 4 weeks because we knew, there were 2,500 people involved in it. But whenever they contacted me yesterday, basically they told me that they weren't prepared for the volume of calls in the first day. And my brother had been allocated to a consultant who didn't deal with MS, which is what we think my brother has. But they knew well in advance that they were issuing 2,500 letters, so why were they not prepared for a massive influx of calls on that first day?
And is that what they told you? They weren't prepared for the influx of calls?
They told me that there was a massive amount of calls on the first day and that the admin staff, in their words, had not been debriefed to let them know that, say, someone ringing with MS should be referred to an MS consultant, someone ringing with Parkinson's should be referred to a Parkinson's consultant. So basically, on that first day, whenever I got the appointment with my brother, he was referred to a specialist who wasn't a specialist in MS.
So I think the question that you have raised is a valid question. If they send out 2,500 letters,
yes,
why did they not expect a significant amount of people? Why weren't they prepared?
Yes, that's exactly my question. This isn't something that just came from left field. You know, it wasn't something that blew up that morning. They knew they were sending out all these letters. They knew there were going to be people phoning in distress, trying to get appointments. but they said that they hadn't briefed the admin staff, as they put it, to make sure that they referred people with a specific complaint to a consultant who dealt with that, who was a specialist in that area. I mean, to me, you don't need to have any training for that. That's just like basic common sense.
And I know that clearly you're upset. Is your brother upset?
Yeah, he is.
What's he saying?
It's just we can't. I mean, he has very limited mobility and he doesn't get out much anyway. But since this happened, he just won't go out at all.
Why won't he go out? Is that because of his mobility?
He's just depressed. Even because, you know, normally he would be quite optimistic, and he only gets out about once a week anyway. He goes to a wee supporters club. My husband takes him and brings him back, but he just hasn't even wanted to go to that. He doesn't really want to speak to anyone. Just, I think yesterday after the trust rang and sort of gave him an explanation, he seemed to have come round a bit. And he's just resigned now to the fact that we do now have to wait. Well, whenever I got through to the young fella Sam the day after, he got me an appointment for the 28th of June we're now going. Sorry, the 26th of June. So at least that's 4 days sooner. But
And so that I can be clear, had you, before you came to this programme, yep. had you been asking the trust to get back to you?
The same tweet that I sent to Nolan, to the Nolan Show, I sent to the Trust and I sent to my local councillor. Local councillor hasn't bothered at all to contact me. And the Trust came back to me on the Trust came back to me on Tuesday asking for my phone number, and then they rang me yesterday, and that was the first contact we had from them.
Let me read to you what the Trust statement says. They're saying this is a serious situation and they're apologising. Oh, yeah. They say from the outset, Belfast Trust would like to apologise to the patient and to you, Margaret, for the added distress that the rescheduled department has caused and for the problems that you've experienced trying to contact them. They say the rescheduling has been done to ensure specific patients see the most appropriate specialists at the earliest opportunity, and they say they're going to continue to take steps to ensure everybody, all the patients, receive the most appropriate care.
Yeah.
They say they recognise that the rescheduling can add to the anxiety. They say they don't take those decisions lightly, and they say every effort has been taken to avoid any concern for patients during this recall. And while a number are being asked to reschedule, the majority of our patients, they say, will attend their scheduled appointments as planned. And they're saying that they're taking on board the concerns raised about phone lines, and they're taking steps to address these.
Right. But it still doesn't answer the fundamental question why, on that first day when they knew they were sending out 2,500 letters, they weren't prepared for the volume of calls and they hadn't briefed their staff to refer people with specific complaints to a consultant who dealt with that complaint. And to me, that's just basic common sense.
Well, look,
I think we just have to live with the fact now we're not being seen for the 26th of June. I mean, I don't know what will happen then, but we just have to wait to the 26th of June, and that's it.
Well, look, you know, you've got a relationship with us now here at this show, so use that in that if there are any further problems, anything that we can do to help you, Margaret, you've got a point of contact here at the team. Yeah. Please use that and we'll stay in touch with each other.
Oh, certainly. Well, as I say, out of all the people we contacted, you were the only one who came back to us. So thanks for that.
Margaret, that's what we're here for. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
That's what the BBC is here for. So it's you don't need to thank us, and it's a pleasure.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Oh, my goodness.